A Boss Babe is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Welcome back to the Boss Babe podcast. I'm Danielle Canty, your host for this week's episode. And firstly, I just want to say a huge thank you for every single one of you listening to these episodes, giving your feedback, leaving your reviews. I absolutely love it when you tag me at Danielle Canty on Instagram with your business building takeaways. So I just want to take a moment, first of all, and say I'm grateful for every single one of you. Secondly, I'm actually recording this on the eighth day of the eighth month, which is also known as Lionsgate Portal. And it's supposedly a really powerful time to manifest and connect with your universal life force energy to help you create the life that you desire. And so I kind of thought it would be a really good topic to discuss today. Let's talk about manifestation and how you can actually manifest money into your life. And so I'm really aware as I record this, I am going to point this out, that if you'd spoken to me about manifestation, let's say like 4 years ago, that's woo-woo, it has no place in business. But over the years, I've learned more and more and understood more about the science around it and what it actually means to truly manifest. And I'm not a teacher, I'm not a coach on this, I'm not a mentor on this, but I just thought it'd be really powerful to share my own insights about how I've applied some of these things to my life and my business over the years and how I feel like they have positively affected me and sometimes negatively affected me, because the principles of manifestation, they do work in both ways to positively impact your life and business and also negatively at the same time if you aren't careful. And so I wanted to start this episode off by a quote by Wayne Dyer. And he said very famously, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. I talk about building a business being 80% mindset and 20% skill. And that's because you have to be an eternal optimist, in my opinion. You have to have the vision. You have to be the person who can hear no over and over again and still keep going if you want to be that person in business, if you want to be quote unquote successful. Even if you don't want to be in business, but you want to be ambitious, like you have to have a vision of where you want to go. And you have to be that person that looks at something perhaps that others would see as a negative, but you see the learning in it and the opportunity. The quote really resonated with me because when you look for the negative in a situation, you will see the negative. Whereas when you look for the positive, you see the positive and you also see opportunity that exists there. And that is personally where I want to like weave this into manifestation. So when I have a vision, when I'm looking for things, the things that I look at actually start to change and I start to see more opportunities coming into my vision. So let me just ground this for a second. This is one that lots of people can relate to. Let's say you're like, okay, I've decided that I'm going to buy this car or I want this car. And then all of a sudden you start seeing this car everywhere you look, even though before it was pretty rare. Or maybe it's like you learn about a new company or a new person you admire, and then that person starts popping up in your life. And that's what I mean by like when you have a vision, when you understand things, when you're looking out for something, those things start presenting themselves in different ways. And how I relate this to business is when you have a positive mindset or a negative mindset, you will start to see more positive things happening or more negative things happening. And so when it comes to visualization, I think it's really important to, first of all, visualize, quote unquote, manifest really powerful things that come to your life. But the way I ground this in business is think about sports teams. So whether you're woo-woo or not, like think about sports teams. Teams that visualize winning and they visualize their plays in their head are actually more likely to have success. Because when they do this, they embody the feeling of winning. Even in practice, when they embody the feeling of playing like they have already won, that's actually when they might put that extra 10% into practice. When they show up with a mindset of how I can be better, when they show up with that championship mindset, that gold medal winning mindset, is because they're already embodying and visualizing what that looks like and means to them. And I'll share, because I want to ground this in some of the tools that I've used in business. I spoke at Tony Robbins's event with Dean Graziosi too. And I was on stage and they're like, Danielle, we have over 1 million people signed up for this event. I had to step into visualizing myself being on that stage and it being a success. I visualized what it will look like to deliver the most amazing talk. I visualized my heart rate steady. I visualized walking onto that stage so I knew what it would feel like so that when I was there and when I was practicing, I was embodying that feeling. And quite often, like I said, this is described as in some ways manifestation because you're visualizing and you're embodying that life that you actually want to create and you're embodying it in the now, which is a form of manifestation. But actually, it's also makes sense when you think about the sports teams, when you think about being calm in situations, when you think about moving through this. And this also, again, for any of you skeptics out there, is also comes to play in medicine. That's why there is such a thing as placebo. Why when you can be given a sugar tablet and you could actually be given the real tablet, but people with sugar tablets can actually have benefit from taking that because they believe it will have benefit within them. I want you to think about your business and how you are manifesting or visualizing more money. If you think you can't sell something, you likely won't be able to sell it. You aren't going to be learning the best scripts. You aren't going to be learning the best techniques. You are going to self-fulfill that prophecy versus when you think, I absolutely can make this sale. You're going to be showing up with a better attitude. You're going to be embodying the words, the confidence that you need to in order to make that sale. So the first rule of this is believe that you can do it. So therefore you actually do. Have that visualization of what you want to achieve, whether it's that first sale, whether it's selling that business, whether it's even starting that business, you have to have a visualization of the finish line so that you can see how to get there, so that you can see the opportunities, just like Wayne Dyer said, so that you can see the learnings, the opportunities, the things that are going to help you get there versus all of the reasons why you can't. Yes, skill sets are really important in business. Do you have to understand strategy? Do you have to learn about marketing? Do you have to learn the formula to making a sale? Yes. But until you start visualizing yourself being in that business, bringing in that money, making those sales, are you actually going to do those things that count? Likely no.
Let's take a minute to talk about one of my favorite educational platforms, Masterclass. I have been referring back to this platform for years, and I love that you can simply log in and take inspirational classes from world-class coaches, no matter where you are. If you haven't explored Masterclass yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I think you'll really love what you see. One of the latest classes I tuned into was Anna Winter's class on creativity and leadership. She takes you into her office as Vogue's editor-in-chief, and it was so inspiring to learn about her leadership style, team culture, and how she encourages creativity in her team. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. There are over 200 classes to choose from with new classes added every month. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything pre-packaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple, and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So, if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted, and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
The first way I truly believe that manifestation plays a power in us bringing more money into our life and business is embodying what it's like, acting like someone who has money, acting like someone who is successful, acting in the ways and doing the things that you believe will help you be more successful and reach those goals. So the second thing that I think is really, really important in manifestation to bring more money into your life and business is understanding your relationship with money. So Manifestation Babe, aka Catherine Zenkina, she came in and did the most amazing 6-part masterclass within the society. And I'd never heard it described this way. Catherine said, imagine your relationship with money like you would a person. So if money were your partner or your best friend, would that relationship be flourishing? Would it be lasting or would it be dying? Because everything in nature, Tony Robbins also says this as well, is either growing or dying. Like nothing is stagnant. If you are neglecting a relationship with a friend, with a partner, that relationship will dwindle, it will dissipate, it will dissolve, it will disintegrate. Yet if you work on that relationship, if you bring a lot of energy into it, that relationship will of course flourish, it will grow, it will stabilize, it will become a beautiful foundation for you guys to move forward with. So I want you to think about this for a second and ask yourself the question, if you were to think about your relationship with money like you would your best friend or your partner, would you be treating it differently? Like how do you speak to a friend? And then you can think about how do you speak to money? How would you trust this friend to occasionally leave and come back at a later date? Do you feel like you have to hold onto your friends really tight? And now replace that word friend with hold onto that money really tight. How is your relationship with money? And when you recognize that there is a relationship to be had with money, that's when you can actually learn and grow into the efforts that you put into that. So let's go into a few more details because Catherine went on to share this really cool scenario, which I just want to elaborate on a little bit. Like in relationships, sometimes you want to hold on to money so tight. We don't want to let it go. And imagine we behave like that in a relationship. What would the outcome be? You're never leaving the house. And so money that you have to invest, you're not letting it go. You're not letting it go and grow. And we all know that when we have money, the last thing we want to be doing is holding into cash. We need to be investing it into the areas so that it does actually grow and flourish. And so to think about that relationship that you're having with money, like if you're in a relationship with a partner, you're not letting them leave the house, you're going to suffocate them. They're not going to be leaving and then coming back to the house. If you let them leave, they're never coming back again. And so I just thought this was an amazing thing to think about. Like, how does it show up in your bank account in a certain way? Do you have unconditional love for money? Do you feel like money is slipping through your fingers, hard to grasp hold of? Are you also neglecting money? If you think about putting effort into a relationship and nurturing it, are you doing that? Or are you being someone who is literally avoiding their financial statements, avoiding their looking into their bank account? Like you're neglecting it. So what is your relationship with money? Are you afraid of checking in your financial statements? Are you sabotaging it some ways? And what can you do to create a healthy relationship with your money? You need to ask yourself that. How can I create a healthy relationship with money? And so, like I said, if you're thinking about key ways in which you can look at your life and your business and manifest more, thinking about your relationship and curating a beautiful relationship with money, a relationship that is mutual respect, a relationship that is nurtured. Okay, I might not know how to invest, so I'm going to learn. Okay, I might have a pattern of avoiding my statements. Well, actually, no, I'm going to get close to my money. I'm going to learn to understand how I create a good credit score. I'm investing time and energy into my money. So just pause this for a second if you need to. Like, what is your relationship with money? And is there any surprise that you are where you're at with money? Are you investing in yourself? Are you seeing that as a benefit to move you forwards? Are you thinking, okay, if I invest it here, it's going to come back to me. And that is actually going to help that relationship more. So just take a moment. And if you aren't where you want to be with money, may I suggest that you really consider this outside of just this podcast episode, go away and think about these things and how you can nurture this relationship. And I'm going to tell you a few ways that you can think about this moving forwards as well at the end of this podcast. The third thing that really is great for bringing in more financial abundance and manifesting more money into your life and business is recognizing that we all emit a frequency. So the law of attraction is kind of based on the laws of the universe. Some compare it to like the laws of gravity. We all know what gravity is. And attraction, the law of attraction is like the law of vibrations. In physics, we know that like vibrations attract like vibrations. We also know that when you, just taking you back to high school a little bit, when we looked at atoms and an atom was made up of electrons and protons and, you know, nothing was actually still. We were always moving. Sometimes I think as humans, we become naive and we think if we can't see it, it doesn't exist. And that's just proven time and time again to be incorrect. If you think about what animals can see versus what we can see, if you think about how, you know, we can have cameras that show heat and thermography, like just let yourself remember that we can't see everything. And so every single one of us emits a frequency. And it's known that like frequencies attract like frequencies. This for me comes into play. If you're emitting an energy into the world and you want to be emitting that energy back, the highest frequency that you can emit is love. The theories are that all the love, the giving, the abundance, these are high frequency energies that you're emitting. Greed and jealousy and envy, they're a lower frequency. And so the aim is to be on these higher frequencies. And Joe Dispenza also talks about this as well, if anyone is even fascinated by this a little bit more and the physics behind it. They talk about these frequencies that we are emitting. I want you to recognize that how you speak, how you love, the energy that you emit to others in the world is actually what you attract back with you. So if you are someone who's like, I only ever attract jealous friends, then I really want you to pause and think, well, am I a jealous person? Am I actually admitting that jealousy? Am I envious of people who have got money? Or am I envious of people when they do well? Or am I truly grateful for them? And if you are struggling, start the day off by writing three gratitudes in your journal, because when you are in gratitude, that is a high vibrational frequency you want to be embodying. So the more you can embody love and abundance and gratitude and thanks for everything you have, the higher the frequency you will be vibrating on. And in theory, that is what you will attract back to you. So this is just a really, really short podcast. And like I said, it isn't actually something that I teach on or an expert on, but I wanted to share my takeaways as a businesswoman who has applied this in multiple ways. Yes, I applied, you know, techniques from what I spoke about last week on websites and how to increase conversions on a website. Yes, those things work. And I also truly believe that when we talk about showing up in business, 80% is mindset. 80% is also about how we carry ourselves, the energy that we put out into the relationships, and how we support other people around us to then how they support us back. So some of you might be thinking, oh my goodness, this makes no sense. It's mumbo jumbo. It's hocus pocus. But I really want you to think, no, it's not. Because when you behave in certain ways, when you behave in a positive way, in a way that is loving and caring towards other people, you will start receiving that back. And I always talk about this within the society. If you want people to help you, show up and help them, and then it will in turn come back to you. If you want to bring in more money to you, invest in yourself, invest in your mind. If you want to be learning and growing, apply that can-do knowledge. I want to learn knowledge so that you can receive abundance and higher frequency back to you. And if you want to learn more about this, Manifestation Babe, aka Catherine, really dove deep into this in a 6-part series that she taught in society. It was absolutely insane. She taught about how money is energy and works on a frequency for manifestation. She taught about actually how to rewire your limiting beliefs around money. So if you're aware that you are carrying any of the following, like, oh, money is for greedy people. Money is for bad people. I don't deserve money. I'll never be rich. It's okay for them. Any of these that popped up for you, or maybe you're aware when we're talking about relationship with money that you perhaps don't have the most positive relationship with money. She talks about how to rewire that to break down those limiting beliefs. She also talks about how emotional attachments to money can positively or negatively affect you, and how they actually are showing and impacting you now, because once you understand them, you can actually do something about it. And she also taught about how to tap into endless cash flow of money, how you can really attract that by applying the principles that she teaches. And her story is really inspiring. She was actually in $25,000 worth of debt. And now she's a multiple seven figure. I think she just cost $7 million in her business within 4 years. And she's living this dream life that she has created through manifestation. What we have actually added in there for you are 15 affirmations that you can utilize to really help you manifest abundance. If you are ready to invest and understand your own money mindset, if you are ready to welcome in more money to you, a great stepping stone into that is investing in yourself. It's just $48 a month. That is it. It's less than a latte a day. It's less than a meal out. It's less than buying a nice top these days. You know, really think about how you are spending that money and how you're investing that money. You just say, yeah, I am ready to welcome more money back to me. I am ready to work on my mindset. I'm ready to overcome these limiting beliefs that have stood in my way up until this point. So really excited to see you in there. We do a call every single week, and I'll be chatting about this in our mindset calls as well. As always, I hope you've really enjoyed. I'm going to put the links into the society in the show notes. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast mini episode. We've got some amazing ones coming up. We've covered websites previously. We're covering social media. I've got one next week talking about TikTok, which is going to be really epic as well. So if you haven't already, make sure you are subscribed. And I will see you on Tuesday for the release of our latest interview, which you are absolutely going to love. All right. Thanks, guys. See you soon. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode on the Boss Babe podcast, then I'd absolutely love it if you leave us a review. As a thank you, we'll send you our Side Hustle Success Kit, your simple, no BS guide to keeping track of everything that you need to do to start and grow your business. To access this freebie, all you need to do is leave us a review, then share a screenshot of your review with contact@bossbabe.com, and we'll send this must-have kit straight to your inbox.